from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you've never been to the Chatty House before, I recommend you take a jaunt over there right now. Go to youtube.com/ESPN1320 and just read the rolling comments alongside the video. That's the chat. We will pull up some of those chats. Sometimes we'll take topics from the chat. Good group of folks. Love hanging out there. Love reading what's going on. There's a discussion about Jonathan Kuminga happening right now that is
It's a little wild. It's a little wild.
It's not like Mark Nash in our YouTube chat. Shout out to Mark. Appreciate you watching. He said that the Kings should trade Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter, and 2 firsts for Jonathan Kuminga.
Multiple firsts.
So I don't want to. Here's the thing. I don't want. This is not the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. I don't want this to come across in a mocking way. Like, let's break this down and let's talk about it as a concept. Because Mark just said in the chat, Jonathan Kuminga, if you know ball, Jonathan Kuminga can play 4 positions. I watch a lot of Warriors basketball, I promise. No, he can't.
Well, and if one of those is left out, he can.
Stop. We're on a little bit different sides of this because I'm higher on Jonathan Kuminga than you are. You think he's closer to out of the league than being in his starting lineup.
That was a year ago. Like at this point, like he's proven that he's a rotational player, but he's not a rotational player on a good team.
Sure.
At this point in his career. And like I liken him right now to a bunch of dudes who played for the Detroit Pistons. Like he can put up numbers. Mm-hmm. But can he impact winning at this point in his career? And the answer is probably not nearly as much as like a lot of Warriors fans would think, but also just in general. Like,
well, and that's what Kuminga is still 21.
Yeah.
And that is where his argument lies, I think. And that is where I think he's coming from. And Mark, if you're not, I'm trying to help you out here, pal. But so if you disagree with me here, then I got nothing for you. But I'm trying to get into the eyes of where that makes sense, because you're right. On the surface, it doesn't. Like Jonathan Kuminga, it's really clear, is not ready to take on the role of a player that the Kings need. Now, Jonathan Kuminga in 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Maybe 2 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
The idealized version of Jonathan Kuminga, yes, is exactly what the Kings need, because the idealized version of Jonathan Kuminga is can handle the ball, can knock down a three when you're late in the shot clock and you need somebody who is big and strong and jumps high to get into the lane and get you a bucket or get to the free throw line. Then 100%. That is the ceiling for Jonathan Kuminga. And then as a defender, I mean, we've seen him lock up Jason Tatum in big spots. It's just not consistent enough. But as a defender, again, you see this super high ceiling, and all of a sudden you're going, dude, there's a two-way superstar here. So I understand where somebody would go, hey, the Kings should acquire this guy for their two biggest contracts that could be traded and a bunch of first round picks or a couple of first round picks. I don't want to misconstrue. A couple first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I get why that's enticing, but now let's go to reality. And the reality is what you just said. The reality is, hey, Jonathan Kuminga is probably not there.
No.
At least not yet. Not where he's cutting at the exact right time and he's taking a dribble handoff and he's knocking down a three off the dribble and he's playing really sound defense and he's just not, like, that's what, because look, as much as the Kings could use him like that, so could Golden State.
Yes.
They could really desperately use a player like that, especially given where the core of their team is headed age-wise.
Yes.
So if they're willing to give him up, that's probably a sign that he's not the player the Kings need right now. I hope I properly rode the fence there.
Yeah, like, look, I don't think he's a bad player. And like, look, every player has to develop. And that's something that, like, we talked about with even I talked about it about Luka yesterday. Like, people, like, we are harsh on Luka. And mm-hmm. as a guy who loves to watch basketball, I don't love watching Luka play. But we also have to understand he's 25 years old and he's getting better. And he's proving that he is the generational talent that people mm-hmm. talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that's not, like, that's not who Kuminga is yet. Kuminga is a player that has a ton of room to grow, mm-hmm. which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also potential for him to never reach that and for him to reach the statistical pinnacle that people think he might reach
mm-hmm.
and still not be an impactful basketball player on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. Like,
And this ties into, so let's reel this in, because I don't think the Warriors are trading Kuminga to the Kings for that that package. I think Golden State, from everything I hear and know, they want to hold on to him. Now, if a team comes in with a godfather offer because that team is like, we need Jonathan Kuminga, then sure, they'll move him.
Yep.
But I don't think they're aiming to move him. So let's bring this back and let's relate this to the Kings. I think we can take this conversation about Jonathan Kuminga and apply that to pick a young player. Pick a player in the draft.
Any young player?
Any player that you're going, hey, upside, needs development. I love the upside, though. That's not where Sacramento is. There's too much urgency for them to go, yeah, we'll take a flyer on this guy for a couple of years, and if he doesn't work out, then we'll move on and we'll try this again later. You don't have a couple of years to let a guy like Jonathan Kuminga or any other player. That's why when we talk about a draft pick for them, it's like, yeah, they're way more likely to move that pick because whoever they take in the draft, A, they don't know what he is in the NBA, and B, they don't have time to figure it out. They need to make some kind of substantial jump now.
Yes.
Not in 3 years. And that's, again, to move this away from Jonathan Kuminga and bring it to the Kings and something more relevant, that's going to color a lot of the conversations we have throughout this offseason.
Yes. It's at the number 13 pick is going to take 2 to 3 years, and you don't know if you're getting anything, where the number 13th pick might be worth a guy who is the sixth or seventh man in your rotation, who's 26 years old and can do a bunch of stuff, but isn't a star somewhere, and someone's going to go, like, look, I will give up a really good player to go move to 13. He's not a great player,
mm-hmm.
but he's under contract, and you can take him off my hands, mm-hmm. and I will continuously go back to this. In, like, the 2016 draft, the Kings traded Marco Bellinelli for the number 22 pick in the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. Marco Bellinelli is a rotational player in the NBA at that point. He is a 6'7", 8" man, great shooter off the bench, right? That's what they were able to get. The Kings need to do that trade in reverse, or they need to use that trade that pick to go get something much bigger, use it in a much bigger package trade to go get a star level player with other first round picks and contracts and stuff like that. That's where the Kings are at.
Mm-hmm.
That there is no mistaking, like, where they are at. They're a team who feels like they are maybe one really, really good piece away from jumping right back into the fray with mm-hmm. OKC, with Minnesota, with Denver to get into the top four of the Western Conference
mm-hmm.
and stay there for the next 5 years with Domantas Bonus and De'Aaron Fox and Keegan Murray and hopefully Malik Monk. That's where they're at. So again, Kuminga is a player that's nice. He's nice like a couple of years from now, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
No.
Yeah.
That's just kind of where it's at. Somebody said it sounds like Kyle, me. It sounds like you want Katie or Paul George. Yeah, for the right trade package, sure. But I don't think that those teams are going to accept a trade package that the Kings would be willing to give up. I mean,
you never know what's going to be out there. That's what I keep telling you. You never know what's going to be out there. But
right. But so it's not necessarily that. It's just more getting known quantities. It's not necessarily a Paul George or Kevin Durant level player. It's just, I mean, it'd be nice for sure. But it's just getting a player that, you know, hey, this player has had X amount of success in this league. And we know he can do Y and Z on both ends of the floor. And this is where he's going to fit in the rotation. We know this.
Yes.
That matters way more than, oh, upside.
Yeah.
It's not where they're at, man. And I think that's an important note. And appreciate Mark for floating that out there so we could...
Sparking some debate. Yeah.
That said, I would not, if I'm the Kings, I'm not doing that deal.
No.
just to be clear.
No, not at all. I'm not, again, you can love Kuminga or not, but Kuminga is not to a point where he is a player who impacts winning on a really good team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.